我之后，我必如精进。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we study the Bible. When he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold.
我们请翻开《约伯记》23章。
Let's turn to Job chapter 23.
约伯记二十三章。
Job 23.
第十节。
Verse 10.
然而他知道我所行的路，他试炼我之后，我必如精金。
Verse 10, but he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold.
这是约伯他在跟他的朋友的对话里面，他所讲出的一句话。
And this is what the words that Job spoke when speaking to his three friends.
那这句话也就成为约伯他自己本身的一种自我勉励。
And this is also a self-encouragement for Job.
也说明他其实了解神让他遇到苦难的主要目的。
And this also let us know that he understood the reason that why God let him suffer.
因为神是全能的神，他知道约伯所做的事。
Because God is an almighty God and he knows everything that Job has done.
约伯他在神与撒旦对话之前，他真的是做的，在神眼中是正直，是敬畏神、远离恶事的人。
And before Satan had approached God, we know that Job was a blameless and righteous person.
当然，这不代表约伯他没有犯过罪。
However, this doesn't mean that Job did not sin.
因为我们都知道约伯的整个故事有他很有神很美好的旨意在里面。
And we know that in Job's story, that there is the wonderful will of God in it.
在约伯记里面，我们也看到许多救恩的预言。
And in the book of Job, we also see many prophecies concerning salvation.
也就是说，我们都知道我们在这个肉体之外，将来要以灵体的方式。能够亲眼看到神。
And we know that outside, once we are past our physical self, in the spirit, we will be able to see God.
所以我们上一次安息日聚会的时候，我们提到我们有一个摆在我们前头的指望。
And last Sabbath, we talked about how there's a hope in front of us.
那这个指望，就像约伯记十九章里面25节，约伯他所说的。
And this hope is like in Job chapter 19, verse 25, what Job has said.
因为他知道，在这个肉体之外，他要将来能够在以灵体的方式亲眼见到神。
He knows that after his flesh has gone, that in the spirit he will be able to see God.
因为他知道他的救赎主永远活着。
Because he knows that God, his Savior, lives forever.
他将来要站在这位。全能的神也是他的救赎主面前，跟他面对面。
And that he will one day stand before before his Savior and the one that protects him.
那这也是约伯他所看到永生的盼望。
And so this is what Job sees as his hope.
那这个信心很重要。
And this faith is very important.
因为他看到在苦难之后，神为他所预备的。
Because he's able to see what will pass what his tribulation, what God has provided.
那其实这个也就是我们在读约伯记的其中一个教训。我们主要的教训一定要能够抓得住。
And this is one of the teachings that we really need to hold on to.
我们在苦难之后，其实我们有一个更高、更美的盼望。
And in our suffering, there's a more wonderful hope behind it.
那是在天上永存的。
And it is in heaven and it is forever.
那约伯记的另外一个主要的教训就是让我们从读这卷书里面去体认这个苦难的意义以及它的价值。
And so from the book of Job, we also learn about the purpose of our suffering and the worth of it.
那这个苦难都在神允许之下发生的。
And all these the tribulation is all under because God wills it.
那这个苦难就是为了要去建立我们真实的信仰。
And this tribulation is to help us establish our faith.
要通过这些苦难来淬炼我们的信心，把我们信仰上的杂质把它除去。
And so that if we are able to overcome, that we can grow in our faith and refine it.
因为我们人的信心通常一开头的时候我们都会自己以为很有信心的。
Because for a man, we may believe that we have a lot of faith.
但是经过考验以后才知道到底这个信心实不实在。
And however, after a tribulation, then we will know if our faith is able to withstand.
我们知道约伯的整个故事，他最后他说他以前是风闻有神。
And we see from Job's story that
他以前是风闻有神，听到神，知道有神。
Oh, so we know from Job's story that before he knew he has heard of God.
但是最后经过这个整个事件、整个苦难以后，他说他亲眼看到神。
However, after his tribulation, he says that my eyes have seen God.
这个就是信仰的提升。
And this is a lifting up of his faith.
那这个也就是神向我们人所要的。
And this is what God wants from us.
因为当我们在这个世上能够提升到真的能够亲眼见神的这个程度以后，
because if in our life we're able to truly see God,
我们将来在天上才真的能够体会用我们这个属灵的身体去面对亲眼见到神的时候是怎么样一个情境。
Then we will know when we are in heaven what it is like to actually see God.
因为我们在地上就是要让我们先去体会有神有神的恩典，能够将来有盼望，是多么不一样。
And that we can see what it is if we have God as our hope, how different it is.
所以你看，我们今天看这个约伯的整个故事。
And if we look at the whole story of Job,
我们要效法约伯，他真的是在神面前完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
And that we need to follow Job's example of being blameless and upright, and one who feared God and shunned evil.
你看约伯，他经过了这个整个苦难以后，他真的就一直走在这个神的路上。
And Job, after his suffering, was able to continue to walk on the road of to God.
那他真的再一次的领受神丰盛的恩惠。
And he was able to once again receive the blessing from God.
他最后被神保守，也能够真的看到儿孙第四代，然后日子满足而死。
And he was able to, and God protected him, and he was able to see his grandchildren for fourth generation, and he died old and full of age days.
那所以约伯这个美好的结局，这是我们每个人都所期待的。
And this beautiful ending of Job is something that we would all want.
那所以我们在读每一章的这个记录的时候，
and so as we are reading each chapter,
我们就会看到这个整个事件这个慢慢发展的过程。
And we can see the process of how the story unfolds.
我们知道当约伯记一开头的时候，神在跟撒旦对话的时候特别提到约伯他当时候是真的是正直的。
And we know in the beginning of Job that when the Lord was talking to Satan, that Job was truly upright and blameless.
可是当这一切的患难都临到了以后，约伯能不能够一直持守他的纯正，在神面前完全正直，毫无瑕疵呢？
However, in the face of tribulation, is Job truly able to keep his righteousness and uprightness before God?
那其实这个就是撒旦当时候向神提出来的挑战。
And so this is what Satan wanted to bring up before God.
因为神那个撒旦就说，就是因为你把约伯保护得太好，所以他当然会这样子敬畏你啊。
And because Satan says it's because you have protected Job so well that of course he would fear you.
你把他这一切都把他拿走了。
If you took everything away from him,
你看他会不会当面弃掉你？
Would he not curse you?
那最后你看，神就真的允许让约伯落在撒旦的手上。
So God allowed Job to fall into under Satan's hand.
目的就是要让约伯在他必须在受尽所有这些患难以后。
So to allow Job after he has encountered all this suffering.
他对这些的患难，不管是儿女的失去、财物的损失，或者是他本身的病痛，都要能够忍受得住。
And that whether it is the death of his children or his possessions were stolen or his illness, he was able to withstand.
他要在被人误解底下。
And that he was shunned by man.
他要能够站得住。
That he has to be able to stand firm.
他要能够在对神的旨意不明白的情况底下。
In times when he does not understand God's will,
他还能够完全的顺服神，不埋怨神。
Well, is he able to obey God and not complain?
他要完全能够承认神的主权。
And he needs to completely submit to God's authority.
那所以神要让他落在这整个的试炼当中。
And so God allowed him to go through this tribulation.
那最后就要让他能够经过这一系列的苦难以后，成为像金金一样的信仰。
And so that through this process of tribulation, that at the end his faith will become like gold.
如这样一系列下来，就是要让他真的在神面前成为完全的正直。
And so that he can truly become upright and righteous before God.
那也借着这个耶伯的故事，让我们了解人在神面前如果有这个完全顺服的心。其实要能够持守这个纯正，能够正直，敬畏神，远离恶事，是可能的。
And it's also an example to us that it is possible, in face of tribulation, of all this tribulation, to be upright and righteous.
如果像耶伯他在这个整个书上所经历这七层苦难之后，他都能够这样子，那我们哪一个人能够有借口说我们没有办法完全呢？
And if Job is able to withstand all this tribulation and suffering, how can one of us say that we cannot?
因为在我们人间，我们周遭的人，没有一个人会经历像耶伯这么样剧烈的苦难。
Because none of us will suffer the suffering that Job had.
你看，这个试验很巨大的。
Because this tribulation was very great.
第一章的第十四节到第十九节就记载，突然来的四项的苦难是财务的损失以及他儿女的丧生。
And in Job chapter 1, verse 14 to 16, immediately his possessions were stolen and his children were killed.
哦，一连四次不好的消息就传来了。
And in one instant, the bad news came.
哦，四项的苦难呢，一连下来的。
And so four sufferings came at once.
那这个就是撒旦第一次的攻击。
And this is the first attack of Satan.
接下来第五项的苦难。
And the fifth suffering.
也就是撒旦第二次攻击约伯。
And it's the second time that Satan attacked Job.
二章第七节跟第八节就说约伯全身长毒疮。
And it was in chapter 2, verse 7 and 8, talks about how Job grew painful boils from the.
他全身没有一处完整的。
And that no part of his body was complete.
所以他的肉体的痛苦真的是到了极点。
And that he had great suffering in his flesh.
第六项的苦难。
And his sixth suffering.
接下来第二章九节第十节就讲他的妻子对他所讲的那个让他很伤心的话。
And in chapter 2, verse 9 to 10, is the next suffering that he had to endure when his wife said words that made him very saddened.
耶伯的妻子说你到现在这样子你还持守你的纯正吗你离弃神死掉算了。
And his wife says to him, do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die.
这个时候他的妻子已经没有办法跟他站在同样一个立场上了。
And at this time, his wife was not able to stand on the same side with him.
所以面对第一层的苦难的时候，约伯跟妻子两个还可以同心合意。
And when facing the first tribulation, his wife and him were able to stand together.
他还有同伴。
He had a partner.
还可以互相鼓励。
That they could encourage one another.
但是等到他全身长疮了以后
，However, once his body grew boils.
身体的痛苦已经很难过了，加上他妻子现在不要跟他站在一起了。
And so in his body, he was already very painful, but now his wife would no longer stand with him.
看起来约伯他现在真的是自己一个孤身而独立，没有人可以帮助他。
And it made it seem like Job was really alone and no one could help him.
好，所以第六层的苦难就是他变成很孤单了。
And so the sixth suffering is that he became very lonely.
然后但到这个时候，约伯他都守得住。
However, until this point, Job was able to keep his faith.
所以第二章第十节特别说，在这一些事情里面，约伯他都持守他的纯正，他不敢用口去得罪神。
And that is why it says in chapter 2, verse 10, that in all this, Job did not sin with his lips.
好，那接下去从第十一节以后就是约伯三个朋友来了。
And after verse 12 begins when Job's three friends come.
那第七层的苦难，也就是从约伯这三个朋友好朋友来的。
And so the seventh tribulation comes from these three friends.
那这一次的苦难对约伯来说就是最剧烈的，是最不容易承受的考验的。
And this was a suffering that was the most difficult for Job to endure.
因为他的朋友轮番的向他指控。
And that,
控告他 ,accuse.
Oh, and because his three friends took turns in accusing him.
他们本来是要来安慰约伯的。
So even though they had come to comfort him,
但是反而让约伯内心越来越不平静。
However, it made Job less and less peaceful.
约伯不但没有因为这样受安慰，反而因此这样子，他的心里面哇，就开始想起很多很多的事情，他的嘴巴没办法控制了。
And so, because of them, Job had a lot of emotions that he and his so that he could no longer control his mouth.
那这一层的苦难，也就是这个整个约伯记他描述苦难的重点，从第三章一直到第三十一章。
And this is a main point, starting from chapter 3.
到第三十一章。
Oh, to chapter 31.
那所以这一连串的这个跟朋友之间的对话。
And so this the conversation or that he speaks with his friend.
也就显出约伯他当时候在信仰上，在神面前还所存留的杂质是神要把他拿走的。
And to see at what other iniquities that Job God wants to refine from him.
那这些杂质在表面上看是看不出来的。
And so these iniquities are things that we cannot be seen on the surface.
但是经过这一连串的这个指控，言语上的这种对话以后，哎，慢慢约伯他整个心呢，哎，就显露出他在神面前没有办法真的完全持守，最少他嘴巴上的纯正了。
And so as he is speaking, Job slowly is not able to keep the purity of his mouth.
我们知道，我们现在读今天如果照进度读，要读到第二十六章。
And if we follow our Bible reading schedule, we will read chapter 26 today.
到了昨天二十五章以后，其实他的朋友跟约伯的指控已经结束了。
And actually, after chapter 25, the round of speeches between among his friends and him have ended.
他三个朋友接下去都没有再讲话了。
And after this, Job's friends do not speak.
二十六章到三十一章都是约伯一连串的长篇大论。
And from chapter 26 to chapter 31 is all Job speaking.
他就在讲他自己到底有多有义，他自己多好。
And he is speaking about how righteous and good he is.
他一再强调自己的义，他不以神为义的。
And he is only speaking about his own righteousness and not God's righteousness.
这个时候他就没有再提到神了，把神好像忘记了一样。
And it is like he no longer mentions God as if he has forgotten about God.
因为他这个时候太强调他自己本身到底做得多好。
Because at this point he is too focused on how good he is.
那所以第三十二章。
So in chapter 32.
约伯讲完这长篇大论以后。
And after Job finished his very long speech.
请读三十二章一节到第三节。
Job 32 verse 1-3. So these three men ceased answering Job because he was righteous in his own eyes. 2. Then the wrath of Elihu the son of Barachel the Buzite of the family of Ram was aroused against Job.His wrath was aroused because he justified himself rather than God. 3. Also against his three friends, his wrath was aroused because they had found no answer and yet had condemned Job.
我们看到这里，这个以利户啊，他这个时候他就看不下去了，他就发言了。
And here we can see Elihu at this time could no longer hold it in.
那是因为约伯三个朋友现在听到约伯自以为义这些一轮这个长篇大论以后，他们就不讲了，不想再讲。
And so Job's three friends after they saw that Job was speaking about his own righteousness in his own eyes, they did not speak anymore.
那这个时候就是以利户向约伯发怒了。
And this is when Elihu spoke in anger against Job.
是因为约伯自以为义，他不以神为义了。
And because he justified himself rather than God.
那发怒完以后呢，接下去他又向这个三个老朋友。约伯这个三个年老的朋友发怒
，and Elihu was also his anger was also aroused against the three friends.
因为这三个朋友一再的以约伯为有罪，一定要指控他犯罪，让他悔改。
Because they found no answer and yet had condemned Job.
但可是他们所指控的都不是实在的。
And however, everything that they condemned Job was not something that was practical.
那所以现在约伯他很显然的在这个地方。留下了一个自以为义很严重的缺失在这里。
And so we can see here, there's a very that he considered himself righteous was an impurity in him.
那我们从第三章以后这样一路看下来。
And so from chapter three, and also verse three all the way down.
我们看到了神要淬炼约伯的重点了。
And we can see the main point that God wanted to train Job.
要把他的杂质拿走，是哪些部分呢？
And to take away his impurities, which is what part?
我们要用两个，要用两个聚会来谈这个问题。
So we are going to use two services to study this point.
因为在跟约伯的朋友跟他的对话当中。
And because through Job speaking with his three friends,
我们才发现说，其实原来约伯在年幼的时候，他也是跟我们都一样的，他也是会犯错的。
And that in his youth, that Job committed sins.
所以我们看约伯他要被淬炼的部分，就是他要先想起他以前的过犯。
That he had to think about what he was wrongdoings from before.
那第二个层面。
And the second.
就是约伯他在跟他朋友的对话里面，因为他不明白神的旨意，结果他就犯了他误解神，以及去埋怨神这个缺失了。
And so because Job, as he was speaking to God, because he did not understand, so he complained against God.
是因为他跟朋友的对话。
Because of because he was speaking among his three friends.
是朋友这样一来一往的这样的一个对谈当中。
And through talking back and forth with his friends.
因为他是被冤枉，他被他的朋友无端的指控。
Because
他们讲的实在是不是理由的理由嘛。
Because they kept his friends kept accusing him with the wrong reasons.
那所以约伯就忍不住了。
So Job could no longer hold it in.
忍不住以后，我们再读从第三章开始到第应该是到第二十四章的时候，我们就看到约伯他一些话语上的错误了。
And so from chapter 3 to chapter 24, we can see some of the things that Job speaks wrongly.
那这也是我们今天晚上的重点。
And this is also the main point of our service.
那第三个约伯要拿走的错误啊。
And the third mistake.
就是从第二十六章以后，他这个自以为义的这个部分。
And is from chapter 26 onward, and where he considers himself righteous.
那我们现在先看第一个，他年幼的时候他所犯的错。
And so let us look at the first one. And when he sins he committed in his youth.
我们知道约伯啊，他在神跟他试验之前哦，神自己说他是完全正直的。
And we know that before God said that Job was blameless, upright.
好，我们现在来看看约伯记十三章。
Let's turn to Job chapter 13.
约伯记十三章的第二十六节。
Job 13 verse 26.
十三章二十六节。
Job 13 verse 26.26, for you write bitter things against me and make me inherit the iniquities of my youth.
好，约伯他是在跟他的朋友在这种对话，他一直要辩白他自己的清白的时候，他这个时候他想起他年幼的时候所犯的错误了。
And when he is speaking with his friends, and as they're he mentions the iniquities of his youth.
那这个想起来就是在受苦的当下他所讲到的哦。是受苦所带出来的效果。
And this is the result of his suffering.
因为如果没有受苦，约伯就不会去想那么多了，日子就这样过去了，很顺啊。
Because if he did not suffer or encounter this tribulation, that you would not have thought up about his past sins.
这里就说明我们人真的一出生的时候是在罪孽里面生下来的。
And so, man, we are born in sin.
没有哪一个人是出生的时候就无罪的了。
And there's no one, not one of us, who is no one who is born without sin.
就像约伯这么好的人，他都蒙神的这样子大力的称赞，他四十幼年的时候也犯过错。
And Job, who God had called blameless and upright, even in his youth, he had iniquities.
那这个也是为什么约伯啊，他每次在他儿女他们聚集，然后欢乐吃饭以后，他都要为他孩子献祭的原因之一。
And this is also the reason why after his children have had their feast that he would sacrifice an offering for them.
因为约伯他走过这段日子的年轻的日子。
Because Job had already walked through the days of his youth.
他可以很了解年轻的人年幼者在这个少年的时期所会犯的错误。
And he understood the sins that could be committed in the youth.
因为人年幼的时候，你看血气方刚，很容易冲动，很容易讲错话，很容易做错事。
Because in your youth, it's very easily for you to say the wrong things or do the wrong things.
所以这个时候，他特别需要，他们特别需要 要能够分别为圣，需要神的赦免。
And so it is especially at this time that you need to be able to discern and to have God's mercy.
好，所以你看约伯他特别，他在这个受苦的时候，他特别祈求神不要再纪念他过去的错误了。
And so Job, in his suffering, specifically mentions to God to not remember the iniquities of his youth.
看14章的16节。
Let's turn to 14, verse 16.
16节到17节。14章16节17节。
Chapter 14, verse 14 to 17.
16节。
Verse 16. If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my hard service, I will wait till my change comes. You shall call, and I will answer you. You shall desire...
14章呢？14章的16节。
Oh, 16. For now, oh, sorry, chapter 14, verse 16. For now, you number my steps, but do not watch over my sin.
17节。
17. My transgression is sealed up in a bag, and you cover my iniquity.
你看他这里，他说，如今你数点我的脚步，岂不窥察我的罪过吗？
So for now, you number my steps, but do not watch over my sin.
我的过犯被你封在囊中了，严缝在你也缝严了我的罪孽，就是我过去的罪，其实神你都知道的，你都把它算过的。
And that he's saying that God actually the sins that that Job had committed in the past that God has already known about them and has covered them.
从约伯的话里面，我们知道，其实约伯一直祈求神不要再纪念他过去所犯的错误。
And so here we can see that Job is asking God not to remember the sins of his youth.
你看，我们一个人通常在经历苦难以后，我们就会想起我们在神面前的亏欠。
And so, some in our times of suffering, then we will think about how we have fallen short for God.
这也是为什么我们今天做家长的，我们对我们的孩子一定要好好的为他们祷告。
And this is why, as parents, we need to really pray for our children.
因为我们今天走过了这个信仰的路程。
Because we have already walked through this path of our faith.
圣经常常说，日光之下没有新鲜事。
In the Bible, it says there's nothing new under the sun.
所以我们过去年轻的时候会犯的错误，我们的下一代可能也会重犯。
And because of the sins that we might have committed in our youth, and the next generation might also commit the same sin.
那因为我们过去不懂。
Because we walked through it, not understanding.
现在我们年纪增长以后，我们经历的事情多了。
And because through age, we have encountered many different things.
我们就会看到年轻一代，他们有可能会犯更多错误，因为今天的世代比以前更邪恶。
And we can see that the next generation will encounter even more difficulty because the society is even more evil.
So we 要特别为我们的孩子祷告。
So we need to specifically pray for our children.
而且要教导他们怎么样去面对，要面对这些挑战试探的时候可以得胜。
And to teach them how they can overcome their temptations.
那最重要就是要让他们怎么知道去掩蔽这些试探引诱。
And to how to teach them how to flee away from the enticement of the world.
因为敬畏神就是要远离恶事。
Because to fear God is to shun the evil.
我们走过的人我们都知道了。
And because those who have walked through it already know this.
所以你看，我们都受过苦，我们也了解我们的错误，但我们今天能够存活是神的怜悯，让我们留下来。
So we have all suffered and we have learned from our wrongdoings and it is God's mercy that allows us to remain.
所以我们要特别要帮助我们的年轻下一代，让他们怎么样能够走在神的路上，能够装备得更完整，在面对更多试探引诱的时候能够站得住，不会得罪神。
And so we need to really pray for our youth so that they will be able to stand firm and God so that they will not stray from the road.
那当时候约伯他也知道自己在神面前如果不是神的怜悯，他是不能够称义的。
And Job also knows that before God, without God, he would not be able to become blameless.
我们看第九章第二节。
Let's turn to chapter 9, verse 2.
这是他回答比勒达的话。
And this is what he responds to Bildad.
九章第二节。
Chapter 9, verse 2.Truly, I know what it is so, but how can a man be righteous before God?
这里说，我真知道是这样，就是比勒达他的这个善恶二分法，那个约伯他很清楚啊。
And after Bildad speaking, we can see that Job is very clear.
他知道人在神面前呢，如果能够成为义的话呢，他一定得到神祝福嘛。
And he knows that if a man can be righteous before God, then of course he will be blessed.
那现在问题是，人怎么在神面前被称义呢？
But the problem is, how can a man be righteous before God?
其实约伯他自己知道方式的。
Job actually already knows the method.
就是献祭啊，照神的方法。
And that is to offer and sacrifices through God's method.
求神看到我们这个痛悔的心。
And to let God see the repentant heart.
那求神的怜悯来覆盖我。
And to ask for God's mercy to cover us.
所以在当时候旧约时代，人称义的方式就是照神的方式去献祭而已啊。
And so in the Old Testament, it was method is to offer sacrifice.
神如果原谅了就没事。
And if God forgives, then the matter is resolved.
所以其实。在当时候，约伯受苦难那个时候，他所犯的错误，神已经把他原谅了。
And so, so actually, and when Job is suffered iniquity, has already been forgiven by God.
哦，他在受苦的时候，其实不是因为他幼年的时候所犯的错误了。
And so his suffering is not because of the sins of his youth.
哦，所以我们会看到说，但是受苦就是有这个好处，让我们想起来，哎呀，我们其实很多不足，要真的要求神赦免来。不要再纪念我们的过犯了。
However, the suffering allows us to be reminded about our past iniquities and to remember that we should not do them anymore.
好，那第二个，我们来看约伯他在跟朋友这个一来一往的对话里面呢，他论到神的作为。
And so in Job's number the second is when Job speaks with his friends and they talk about God's creation.
就是约伯的朋友，他们一再提出说，哦，神是很伟大的。如果是神是很公义的，如果是正直完全人，神就祝福。那如果你犯错，神就处罚。所以你今天犯错啊，你今天在受苦，一定是你是犯错，所以你要悔改。
And so his friends repeat that the righteous will be blessed by God and the wicked will be punished. And so because you are suffering because God is punishing you because of your iniquity.
哦，所以他们就是用这样子这种方式在议论神，在议论约伯的错误了。
And so they use this as their reason as to why God that God is correcting Job's wrongs.
但其实约伯他知道。神的作为不只有这样子啊。
However, Job knows that God's works is not just this.
朋友他们的逻辑太简单了。
That his friend's logic is too easy.
而且他们的逻辑用在约伯身上也不行，也不可行。
And it is not applicable to Job.
所以最后你看到第四十二章，其实神自己出面说，约伯这三个朋友他们议论神的作为，不如约伯说的对啊。
And so in Job 42, God appears and tells his says that the logic of his three friends is not.
看四十二章的第七节。
That
四十二章第七节。
Oh, verse 7, chapter 42, verse 7.
And so, 最后那里说，因为你们议论我，不如我的仆人约伯说的是。
For you have not spoken of me what is right as my servant Job has.
第八节又重复一次。
And this is repeated again in verse 8.
所以在论到神的作为的时候，其实约伯他的认识被神肯定的。
And so in speaking about God, Job's speech was recognized by God.
所以我们看今天在读26章，就是约伯在论神的作为哦。
And so in chapter 26 today, when Job is talking about God's creation,
他所讲的真的是我们你看几千年前约伯就有个认识，让我们今天这科学上去印证，真的是一样啊。他讲的是很对的。
And so Job's understanding is proven by science today, which is thousands of years ago.
他知道神的作为太奇妙了。
And it's very miraculously that he knows about this about God's creation in this way.
约伯的朋友呢，他们有几次都在论神的作为，特别是在比勒达讲了很多神的作为。
And so many of and his three friends spoke a lot about God's creation, especially Bildad.
然后之后约伯哈。比勒达讲完之后，约伯就会再补充说明说神到底多伟大。
And so after Bildad speaks, then Job will also continue saying how praise God's greatness.
所以你就看到他那个安排，那个第八章讲完之后，第九章约伯就讲了。
And like in chapter 8, after he speaks, then Job will speak in chapter 9.
啊，通常都是这样接下去的。那所以25章比勒达讲完之后，接下去26章约伯再讲一次。
And in chapter 25, Bildad speaks, and again, Job continues.
所以其实约伯在论神的作为的时候，他了解很深入。
And so when Job is talking about God's creation, he has a very deep understanding.
可是讲到神在他身上的旨意的时候
，However, when he speaks about God's will on his on himself,
论到他自己本身受苦的这个境况
，and on his own suffering,
在朋友这个很没有道理的指控底下，约伯他的嘴巴就控制不了了。
And he is not able to control his mouth.
其实约伯他自己也知道，他终究会在话语上失误的。
And Job himself knew that he would sin with his mouth.
可是因为他当时实在太痛苦了，他没有办法控制。他有时候真的，我们说有时候人在痛苦当中啊，有时候心里这样想，但讲出来的话就不一样。
And however, because of his suffering, he was not able to control it, even though he knew.
但是话讲出去就讲出去了，收不回来了。
However, once you speak, you cannot take the words back.
他不能够说，对不起，我再改一下。
He can't say, I'm sorry, let me correct some of this.
已经被记下来了。
Because it has already been written down.
我们看第九章。
Let's look at chapter 9.
第九章。
Chapter 9.
第二十节。
Chapter 9, verse 20.20. Though I were righteous, my own mouth would condemn me. Though I were blameless, it would prove me perverse.
你看他这里，我虽然有义嘛，哈，但是我自己的口要定我为有罪。
And so he says, though I were righteous, my own mouth would condemn me.
我虽然完全，我的口必嫌我为弯曲。那所以，如果把嘴巴拿掉，那都完全；但是嘴巴放上去就不完全，就有罪了。
That if you have your mouth, then you're not incomplete. If you take away your mouth, then you would be complete.
这是为什么雅各书第三章特别讲，如果人一个人能够勒住舌头，他才有可能成为完全人。
And that is why in the book of James it says that if someone is able to tame their tongue, then they would become a perfect person.
我们人一生当中最难控制的就是我们的话语。
And in our life, the most difficult thing to control is our words.
所以成也是这个嘴巴，败也在那个嘴巴上。
And so, to worship and to
成功了就是能够被赞赏的也是那个嘴巴， okay. 但是你可能下地狱的是那个嘴巴了。
And so you might be condemned because of your mouth, but also praised because of your mouth.
所以这个约伯他当时候其实已经很清楚他的口哈要定他有罪了。
So he was
在第一轮的对话的时候，他就这样讲了。
So Job was very clear that his mouth would condemn him. This was in the first round of the speeches.
这是为什么？因为他的朋友这样一连番的这样子想要安慰的话，反而加增他的愁苦。
And so because of his friend's words, even though it was to cover him, actually gave him more suffering.
第十六章第二节。
16 verse 2, I have heard many such things. Miserable comforters, they are you all.
你们安慰人、哦、反而叫人愁烦了。
And that when they are comforting, is that they are making people more miserable?
意思就是说，你们越安慰，我心里面越难过。
In other words, that the more that you are comforting me, the more suffering I feel.
但是他如果只是愁苦增加，那还小事。
However, if it just his suffering is becomes more great, that is not it's not as bad.
就是在因为朋友一直要控告他的同时，约伯要一直想要为自己辩解。
And so it because his friends keep accusing him, and Job keeps defending himself.
他的朋友基本上也不听约伯讲什么。
That his friends are not listening to what Job is saying.
所以最后约伯说：“啊，我干脆来向跟神辩解吧，来跟神成明我的案件。”我一定要找神好了理论一下。
And so Job turns to God, saying that asking God to prove that his righteousness.
因为现在只有神有可能听他。
Because only God at this point will listen to him.
他知道这些灾祸从神来。
He knows that his suffering comes from God.
但是他不知道为什么神要这样待他。
But he does not know why God is doing this to him.
结果呢，慢慢的他的口就开始在数算神好像不应该这样做了。
And so slowly his mouth is speaking that maybe God should not have done this.
因为他心里面的苦楚，他现在没有讲出来，好像受不了。
Because the bitterness in his heart, he felt like he really needed to speak it out.
真的，我们今天人如果在受苦当中这个话没有讲，没有一吐为快，闷在心里面很难过。
And it's like today in our heart, if we have suffering in our heart, if we don't say it out loud and keep it in our heart,
讲就好一点嘛。
It will make us feel better. It will make us feel worse. But if we speak it out, then we feel better.
那但是要讲的时候，我们旁边的人要很小心呢。
However, when we say it, the people next to us need to be careful.
所以约伯才说，你朋友，你们如果听我讲就好，你们不要讲什么。你就在那边听就好。
And so Job had told his friends, "You just listen. You don't need to say anything."
他们的朋友如果只是一听约伯发发牢骚，约伯今天就不一样。
And if his friend had just listened to Job, then Job would be very different.
当然，这是假设性的问题，不会这样发生了。
However, this would not happen.
朋友来了，做七天之后，还是忍不住，还是要讲啊。
And so Job, his friends, after sitting there for 7 days, could not stop talking.
看第七章的第十一节。
Let's look at chapter 7, verse 11.
七章十一节。
Chapter 7, verse 11. Therefore, I will not restrain my mouth, and I will speak in the anguish of my spirit. I will complain in the bitterness of my soul.
他这样讲，其实是因为他的朋友，讲了一些不该讲的话。
And so Job spoke this because of his friends. And
所以他才说我不禁止我的口，我一定要跟你们讲清楚，你们可能怎么这样认为我，把他整个人格都把他打翻了。
And so that he could not restrain his mouth.
那这个时候，其实约伯他也认为说，一开头一开始的时候到第九章，他认为神不会理会他的哀求。
And from chapter 9, Job believed that God would not ignore him crying out to him.
9章16节。
9 verse 16.
9章16节。
In chapter 9 verse 16, if I called and he answered me, I would not believe that he was listening to my voice.
这就说哦，你看我对啊，我是跟神哀求，跟神这样子诉苦啊，但是哦，我不相信神真的在听我呢，就是说神跟他忽远忽远而已啊。
And so Job called, and he would not believe that God was listening to his voice.
他约伯他很苦，他苦到他一开头第三章咒诅他自己的生日嘛。
And we know Job's suffering that in chapter 3 he cursed his birth.
他那时候一直接着说啊，神啊，你不应该让我生在世上，如果不生下来就没事。
And Job believed that God should not have let him be born because if he wasn't born, then nothing would be wrong.
他这样的情绪。不是只有一开始第三章这样讲而已啊。
And this is not only in chapter 3.
第十章他又讲了一次嘛。
He says this again in chapter 10.
看第十章的第十八节。
Chapter 10, verse 18. Verse 18, why then have you brought me out of the womb? Oh, that I had perished and no eye had seen me.
十九节。
19, I would have been as though I had not been. I would have been carried from the womb to the grave.
所以这两句话其实已经就说明神当时，那个时候约伯当时已经在埋怨神说啊，神啊，如果当时不要生，不就没事吗
？Here Job was already complaining to God, saying that if I wasn't born, then none of this would have happened.
那我现在你既然让我进入这个世界，我现在受苦好了。
And because you have let me be born in this world, now I'm suffering.
然后我跟你祈求，跟你哀告，你好像又不是真心的在听我。
And I cry out to you, but you are not really listening.
因为那个时候神都跟约伯缄默不言，神没有回答约伯啊。他就看好像神在上面看戏，看约伯跟他三个朋友这样一来一往。
And because this whole time Job did not respond to, God did not respond to Job, and it was like God was watching a show.
那当时候，你看约伯，他祈求神，哎，神啊，那这样子，你就放我一马吧，你不要管我了。
And so, Job wanted, God to just leave him alone.
看第二十节。
Let's turn to chapter 20.
第十章第二十节。
Chapter 10, verse 20. Are my days few? Cease, leave me alone, that I may take a little comfort.
二十节哈，二十一节，这个中文是一起的。那英文已经讲了，就是 let me alone， 就是算了，你就让我自己吧，
and
你就不要管我了。
And just Job wanted God just to leave him alone.
那这个时候你就看到说，哎，约伯他这个时候对神的这样的一个当时候他一直持守住的纯正啊，在这个对话当中已经松动了。
And that we can see that Job was
他已经没办法持守住对神的敬畏，那个态度已经不一样了。
And so we can see here that Job already could not keep his attitude of fearing the Lord anymore.
那他现在 面对他朋友这些指控啊，那实在是很受不了。
And facing the accusations of his friends, he can no longer hold it in.
跟你们讲没有用啊。
And saying that it's no use speaking to you.
跟神辩一辩。
It is easier to speak to God.
我们看十三章第三节。
Let's turn to chapter 13, verse 3.Chapter 13, verse 3. But I would speak to the Almighty, and I desire to reason with God.
你看他这里说，我愿意与神理论。
And here it says, I desire to reason with God.
我所做的，我所说的话，所有的过去，神啊，你都清楚，一清二楚。
What I have done and what have I spoken, God, you are the most clear.
为什么今天要这样对待我？
Why are you doing this to me?
你要给我说个明白吧。
You need to explain this to me.
所以他求神给他这个机会，让我直接到你面前去陈明案件。
And so, Job is asking God to give him this opportunity to present his case before.
他这个时候，约伯他这样的一个心情，等到那个对话越多以后，他那个时候心里越来越不平衡了。
And so, as his words increase, we can see his heart becomes more and more unsettled.
看第十六章。
Let's turn to chapter 16.
第九节。
Verse 9. He tears me in his wrath and hates me. He gnashes at me with his teeth.
其实从第六节开始呢，我们如果读下来，你就会发现呢，他说我虽然开口讲了，但是我忧愁还在，我实在是太痛苦了，没办法。
And starting from verse 6, though I speak, my grief is not relieved.
话讲一讲，身体还是一样，毒疮还没好，还是一样会痛苦啊。
So even though he speaks, his body is still in pain. Nothing has changed.
哦，神使我困倦，第七节说。使亲友远离我，都是出于神的。
Verse 7. But now he has worn me out, and you have made me desolate, all my company.
神，这个我现在遭遇这一切都是神攻击我的。
And this is all because God is the adversary.
第九节特别说，主发怒撕裂我，逼迫我，向我切齿。
And in verse 9, he tears me in his wrath and hates me.
所以你看，这个时候约伯他现在已经看到，他知道神，可是他不知道。他误解了神，说神怎么对他这么残忍呢
？So Job understood that it is God, but he could not understand why God could be so cruel to him.
那他也知道啊，他现在落入这个境地哈、啊，哇！你看他朋友离开他，现在啊，他的一些好朋友离开他，亲属通通跑光光了，现在来了三个朋友，一直在控告他。
And his friends have left him, and his family has also left him, and his three friends are accusing him.
第十一节说。
Verse 11 says, God has delivered me to the ungodly and turned me over to the hands of the wicked.
神把我交在不敬虔的人，把我扔在恶人的手上。
And that he had been given to the wicked.
他现在认为说，神好像把他当仇敌一样。
And so he feels that God had made him into his enemy.
第十九章。
Chapter 19.
第十九章第六节。
Chapter 19, verse 6.Know that God has wronged me and has surrounded me with his net.
你就该知道是神轻护我，用网罗围绕我，是因为约伯的朋友是一直说你犯罪，所以你罪有应得，你这个应该，你活该啊，意思是这样子。
And so, because Job's friends keep saying that you have sinned and so you deserve what you're suffering.
但是约伯知道我今天这样子不是因为我的罪，是因为神他要这样对我。
And however, Job knows that how he is today is not because of his iniquity, but because God is doing this to him.
那神好像在逼迫他一样啊，神好像很不公义啊。
And it's like God is unrighteous and is persecuting him.
哦，这么对他这么不公平。
Why is he so unfair?
我们从这以上的这些经节看起来。
And so from all these verses,
这一次的苦难就是他这个三个朋友来跟他所讲的这一番对话。
And so, what his three friends and him have spoken.
借着这一些话语上的来的，你来我往，就暴露约伯他当时候不足的地方。
And so, through this the conversations they had, it showed the iniquity or the impurities of Job.
他没有办法完全顺服神。
And that he was not completely able to submit to God.
虽然知道这一切都是从神来的。
Even though he knew that everything was from God.
可是他认为，神啊，你实在是不应该这样对待我。
But he felt that God should not have done this to him.
所以，其实我们这样子看来，约伯已经很难免的在责怪神，说神，你处理我的事情好像 不太合理吧。
And so Job feels that God was very unfair in dealing with him.
那所以约伯就很想要跟神辩论呢。
So Job really wanted to reason with God.
那这样的一个他这样一个心态，最后神就直接跟他讲明了。
And in this type of attitude that Job, God directly spoke to Job.
我们现在看第四十章。
Let's turn to chapter 40.
第四十章第一节开始。
40 verse 1.
第一节读到第五节。
Verse 1 to verse 5. Moreover, the Lord answered Job and said, Shall the one who contends with the Almighty correct him? He who rebukes God, let him answer him. 3. Then Job answered the Lord and said, Behold, I am vile. What shall I answer you? I lay my hand over my mouth. Verse 5. Once I have spoken, but I will not answer. Yes, twice, but I will proceed no further.
这里神特别对约伯讲啊，他说强辩的七个跟全能者争论呢。
And God answers Job, Shall the one who contends with the Almighty correct him?
你想要跟神辩驳的啊，现在来回答我吧。
And he who rebukes God, let him answer it.
所以你看神他也没有给约伯机会了，他只是问说这些问题你如果先知道再来说吧。
And so God did not give Job the opportunity to answer.
因为不需要辩论怎样辩。
Because there's nothing to reason about.
神的绝对主权，人怎么能够跟他辩？
Because God has the almighty power, how can man reason with him?
所以在经历苦难以前，约伯他把自己抬得很高的。
So before his suffering, Job raised him up, himself up high.
他认为我今天能够做这么好，能够照神的旨意，照神的这个道在生活。
That he thought that I must be very good to be able to live according to the word of God.
那现在神这样对我，我应该来跟他讲一讲啊，问一问啊。
And that because God is doing this to me, I should be able to talk and reason with God.
所以其实你看，我们有时候在问问题说为什么神要这样做，为什么神不这样做的时候，我们已经站错位置了。
And sometimes when we question God, as I'm saying, why does God do it like this? Then we are already standing in the wrong position.
我们现在很多青年就是都喜欢这样问的。
And so, and many youths like to ask these type of questions.
问神为什么？
To ask God why.
我们到底是谁敢问神为什么？
What are we that we're able to
神如果要这样做，他不需要经过我们的同意啊。
That we're able to ask God why, because God does not need our permission to do.
所以人只能够接受神的安排。
Because we can only accept what God has assigned to us.
当时候约伯就是认为说他可以跟神理论一下。
And so, because Job at the time believed that he could reason with God.
那这一些这样的一些缺失，就是在这个苦难里面，在这个对话当中慢慢显露出来的。
And these are the impurities that came out from his conversations with his friends.
所以其实神要借这样一个机会，要来熬炼约伯的。
And so, using this this opportunity to perfect and train Job.
经过了这一系列以后，约伯就真的把他的杂质除掉了。
And so that through this process, Job is able to get rid of his impurities.
我们今天先查考到这里。
So we will study here tonight.
星期五的时候再继续第二部分。
And we will continue the second part and on Friday.
因为约伯他接下去还不是只有想跟神理论而已。
Because Job, as we continue, it is not that he just only wants to reason with God.
他现在把自己抬得非常的高了。
He raises himself very
up. 这么好。
That saying how great he is.
但其实真的我们人有那么好吗？
However, is man truly that great?
这么好就能够在神面前啊，像金金这么宝贵吗？
Are we able to be as gold before God?
我们像金金宝贵，不是因为这些行为很好。
And we are precious as gold before God, not because of our works.
是因为我们在神面前的信心，我们对神完全的顺服。
But it is because of our faith and our submission to God.
最后来看。彼得前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1.
第六节第七节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 6 and 7. Verse 6. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. 7. That the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes,Though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
愿我们的信心被试验之后，都能够像金金 比金金更宝贵，在神面前能够得到荣耀、尊贵跟称赞。
So may our faith become through tribulation be tested by fire to be found praise, honor, and glory.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn. 36
首。
36.